one, camera one, camera two, recording.
Yeah.
All right. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What it do? What's happening? It's your boys at the fucking Shark Stream. Mako with the fucking. Fucking Draco. Ron the Don, Toby, One Kenobi, and Rodney Twin Tweezy coming back at you, man. Episode 37, 38.
Happy 38.
Coming at you from Atlanta.
Don't even know, man. Season two, episode two. We moving. That's what we're doing.
We call this episode the Little Wayne.
Energy on our hometown.
38 special.
Yeah. Go ahead and kick it off with the basketball like normal, man. So last
week. We talking about the Hawks? Oh, man. Yeah. And what I say on here can't get me banned on Twitter because we talking about the Hawks.
Hawks and seven.
But, nah, man, you know.
It's very interesting. It seems like the basketball guys really do want this to be the year of the underdog.
Yes.
All these games, this has been the best playoffs I've experienced in a minute. A lot of these games have been really, really good. I just mean more so the quality of the games, I think, more so. They've been really good.
Like, it feels like it's always come down to the wire with a lot of
the games. Yeah, most of the games.
People have just been playing good. A lot of people have been shining, too, throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
Speaking of shining, that nigga Trigger Trey. Ice Trey the game.
Let's talk about Trey Young, man, because they told me he wasn't an all-star, man. They told me he wasn't all NBA. Mm-hmm. They told me he was too small. Mm-hmm. They told me Dallas wanted to trade. Mm-hmm. They told me he was a defensive liability. They told me he took bad shots. They told me he couldn't play at this level.
Damn!
They told me he was overrated. They told me a lot of stuff. He in the conference finals, bro.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Like, I did, you know? Like, literally, now, not saying, everything happened is supposed to happen the way that it happened. But if Ben Simmons was at least like 10% more of the player he was supposed to be, then like,
I mean, like,
I feel like we'd be in a different dimension right now.
Literally,
like,
if he just took a layup,
if he dunked
the ball,
Ben Simmons he's a cancer, man. I don't mean that in like a, I mean like literally his zodiac sign is a cancer, man. The nigga's like he's a crybaby.
He really is a cancer. I did not know.
Like, the nigga plays like, at least, like, I don't have my phone. My computer's data confirm this. Somebody look this up.
My computer's is running slow, too, right now after the Kanye video, so.
But, yeah, I believe Ben Simmons is a fucking cancer, man. Like, but he plays like a cancer. Like, he's fucking.
Ben Simmons is a fraud.
Like, I'm very confused as to why he really won't shoot. Like,
July 20th. Yeah, he's a cancer.
He's a cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cam Reddish is available.
Cam plays tonight.
I don't think he's playing more than 10
sorry
minutes.
Sorry for him, by the way.
Yeah.
I generally like cancers, but, you know, Ben Simmons is a fraud.
I have a love-hate relationship with cancer. Mm-hmm. My manager's cancer, and she's just a ray of light for me.
Yeah.
But I've also dealt with the opposite spectrum of cancer. So
yeah.
Extremely. Like, I was talking to Shalani about this. I think I said, in all reality, so there I was talking about two things. A, I do actually feel like throughout at least the history of basketball, I can't talk for all other sports, but the more competitive signs tend to be more fire and air signs for whatever reason. And not only that, but it's strange, but the best of dynamic duos are actually compatible signs. At least based on my memory. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen are an Aquarius and a Libra.
That's way to blow it.
Yeah, but I was gonna be stupid and blow with the mask on.
Please.
And
not on camera.
Yeah, I was cognizant enough to know that was gonna happen and still not stop myself from doing it, which is why my brain was like, you know what, just wipe it off. Save yourself the embarrassment.
Kawhi Fast and Leonard Furious is on. Is right a now, Cancer. Paul George is a Taurus or a Virgo, one of the two. But either way, those two signs work together really well, and they play for the most part in all actuality. They play kind of how they work. It's really cool watching games with the Clippers and literally being like, when the fuck did Kawhi Leonard get 35 points and now he has like 40? Because he's so quiet. He's not
Yes.
He's not gonna dunk on. Yes.
When they won Game Seven, somebody said Kawhi Leonard's going crazy. He probably knocked over a water bottle or something. At home, yeah. Like.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Literally, he's very quiet. Especially when the two of them together, because Paul George cut it the last night. I was like, oh damn, Paul George did have a good game, but he's not very in your face about it.
The fact that me and Marco have had a conversation about Paul George with free throws. Mm-hmm. It's one specific conversation. Mm-hmm. Paul George, before that conversation, mm-hmm. we didn't really have to worry about free throws. Mm-hmm. I can at least give him that. After me and Marco had that conversation, I think it was just me and him. Maybe you were in the room. When he was going to miss a pair of free throws, mm-hmm. we were so critically analyzing it. Just you and me, mm-hmm. he's going to make it. No, he's going to break it. He's going to break it. Ever since that shit happened, mm-hmm. last night happened.
I knew last night he was gonna miss both of them. I was saying it before the podcast. He didn't deserve to make those two. Like those two free throws, I'm really not blaming on Paul George. Mm-hmm. Maybe the second one, just because from a form standpoint, you missed the second one long. And it's typical, when a good free throw shooter misses one free throw, they never miss the same way twice. Mm-hmm. But typically, there's an improvement on the second shot. Mm-hmm.
He alligator on it too strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was what threw me off. I was like, that one he missed. Like the first one,
86% free throw shooter.
But the first one was in the rim and it bounced out. So it was that was how I knew you don't deserve these two.
Dude,
but the second one being long, I was like, okay, you choked that one. Choked the second one.
I'm not going to hold you. I think it's because I've been playing a lot of 2K recently. I need to see how they upgraded the simulation on PS5. Mm-hmm. Not going to hold you. They're literally I've been getting better at watching games and then kind of being able to predict the outcome sometimes strictly based on how I see momentum and energy being transferred between people, and also given certain people's tendencies throughout games. I think that's the reason why you're not going to be able to win a championship with the Clippers with Paul George as the front, because Kawhi is the silent killer. If Kawhi is the person who's even though he's quiet and he seems a lot more passive, he's not going to miss both of them free throws at the end of the fucking game. He doesn't even have that reputation to be able to do that shit. When we were watching originally, I, Toby, predicted that the 76ers were going to beat the Hawks originally. But then as time went on, I think literally I was like, damn, the 76ers are probably going to win in Game 7 because I don't see them blowing a lead like they did originally. When we were watching that game and we all got on FaceTime together, I think I was somewhere with Shalani, and I literally was like, they showed Trae Young's stats, and I was like, the Hawks are going to win this game because Trae Young does not have a lot of points. They're going into the fourth quarter. Ben Simmons neglects.
And he was shooting poorly.
And I was like, he's not going to, statistically, he's going to shoot a certain amount of shots. And statistically, a certain amount of them are going to go in. It's the fourth quarter. He's missed most of them. He's going to make the important shots.
I actually felt the same way about Booker last night. When Booker came and made one of the go-ahead buckets before. Yeah. Yeah, before Paul George came back. The ball's going to Booker. Everybody knows it's going to Booker. And Patrick Beverley's been doing this. I was like, Booker's going to make this shot. I didn't think he was going to go that early because they didn't have the 2-for-1. But I was like, Booker's going to make this shot. It doesn't matter how bad he shot. Because for me, it goes back to when Steph put up 33 in the second half against the Rockets in Game 6.
Yes!
It was like, because I remember saying it was tied at 57 at halftime. Steph had 3 fouls and 0 points. And I was like, the Rockets are going to lose this game. I was like, you can't create any space. And Steph Curry's not playing well. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're not going to win this game. Mm-hmm. He's going to figure it out.
It's literally if you think about it like a wheel of probability, it's kind of if in that case scenario, right? Steph goes off and it's the playoffs. And people have been shitting on Steph and saying he hasn't been doing X, Y, and Z. Right. So now Kevin Durant is not playing.
It was just literally the same way you were explaining. It was literally the same way I felt about the Nets not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because after Kevin Durant's last shot and to tie the game, it literally felt like the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. It really broke.
And
But in that moment, I saw his foot.
I wish his motherfucking feet were smaller.
I saw his face. I remember, bro, I was watching the shot, bro.
I was like, that. I immediately, as it was in the air, because I knew it was going in.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's a two. I was like, this is like. The way it just went in was just insane.
Yo, so this is the thing. I'm so happy.
The way that Solani and Kevin Durant. The way that shot was taken and made, it felt like a dagger shot.
It felt like a dagger. Okay, so this was
but
the thing.
I saw his foot, like when it was halfway in the air, I was like, oh, this is a bucket. So, as soon as he let it go, and then he was like, but I was like, but it's a two.
Mm-hmm. Right. So going back to what you said, I remember me and Solani were watching the game. I think we were leaving.
Some shots should be worth more.
We were actually, yes, they should. I don't care where you are.
He was just so much of his body was just behind the line.
It should have counted as three.
That was just insane.
So the night, I think we watched that movie. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. We watched that movie. We went, me and Solani went to a bar. We watched like the first three quarters of the game. And then we were on the way home watching the last half of the fourth quarter, and like it got like I've been posting that meme of Cookie Monster like hitting the fucking NBA, because the NBA is like crack, because now Shalani's into it. She's like, bro, this shit is just so intense, bro. So we got back and that last quarter was just so grueling, and she was tired as shit. She was like, I'm about to go to sleep, but Kevin Durant about to hit this shot. Like, she was going to sleep and Kevin Durant hit the shot, and I remember looking at his face and I was like, oh, this game's over. Because his face literally was like,
fuck.
Everybody was so lit. He was like, that was supposed to be a three.
Yeah,
right. Because he was like, I got to go into this next quarter.
There isn't enough energy for him to do it again in the next quarter. This is literally why he airballed the ball. Mm-hmm. I knew that last shot wasn't going in. I was like, yeah.
There were two reasons.
And I knew they had to be up.
Yeah, and the fact that they were down, they had to catch it, and they were up in overtime. Exactly. And then they just
bro,
Joe Harris was not having it. It was.
I have no idea, bro. I'm so upset because
he
was doing good all season.
He was, but it's not his fault.
Happened to Joe Harris. There were, especially in the last two games, there were just a lot of long stretches where Steve Nash didn't go back to Bruce Brown. So there were a lot of stretches where Joe Harris had to guard Drew Holiday or Chris Middleton. And in game six and seven, the Bucks played Bucks basketball.
They made the Nets play physical as fuck.
Yeah, but they also made the Nets play defense.
Yeah,
which is when you make a shooter run around, his legs aren't under him. Now, granted, he shot that long, but when you don't have the energy and you try to overcompensate, if you don't think your legs got it, it's all up here. Mm-hmm. So when he shot it, like, it got to the point on that shot, my heart didn't even drop. Because I was like, this is probably going to end it. But when he missed it, I was like, damn.
It's literally the year of the underdog, bro. The top team.
I can't even say that because I didn't.
It's the year of the underdog.
I didn't say the Bucks were the underdog.
But the Bucks, if everybody was playing and healthy, were in fact the underdog.
It's cool because the motherfucking Hawks. Came back, brought my fucking joy back.
Big fucking stack.
Yeah, I just don't know no more.
See what I'm saying?
Y'all don't know what the fuck going on.
Kawhi Leonard went down, and the Jazz were supposed to. That was another game, four straight. Game six of the Clippers. Game six with the Clippers. Which one was the one where man went off? Was that game six or game five?
That was game five.
That was the one we was watching here. I think that was game five.
They made all the threes in the first half?
No, not that one.
I think it was game six.
Oh, when Tyler Mann ran up? Yeah, that was game six. Yeah, that was the last game. That was another closeout game.
So, literally, I remember watching this, bro.
Did they win in six?
Basketball is a game of runs, but literally, you could almost see the momentum and how it works and shit between people sometimes, man.
When Jordan Clarkson scored 17 straight points,
do you remember actually? It was the exact same concept. Remember, we were watching the game over here. When they lost game five,
they made all the threes in the first half.
And then in the second half, I was like, literally, it's just like a fucking RPG game. They literally used all their three point shots in the first half.
And Jelani literally kept saying it. He was like, bro, just drive.
He was like, literally, you don't have to take threes.
You used
all your threes up in the first half. You can make some, but you.
Baker, he was like just drive. And like there was a point over here in the second half where I just kind of wasn't watching the game because the Jazz were kind of just ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can watch a basketball game.
By 22.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even when they were still up by that much. It was just like, you can watch a basketball game. It was like game six, the Nets and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nets kept making runs, but the Bucks kept separating themselves. So I was just like, oh, yeah, they're good. And then I actually paid attention to what was happening, and I saw three miss. They score. Three miss, they score. And I'm literally looking at Donovan Mitchell out on the court, mm-hmm. and I'm saying, look, bro, you can get a switch, and no, as long as you get Paul George or Kawhi off of you, none of these niggas can stop you from going right. Like, he took, like, 4 2-point shots that whole game.
And I was like, bro, the thing is, all they had to literally, it was like, you created separation. You've used, like I said a few times, you've used all your threes up. You can't, not that you can't do it anymore, you're going to make more, but if you attack the paint. They missed 10
straight threes in the third quarter.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And they missed 13
straight in the second half.
Mm-mm. And it's a balance thing. And the Clippers were literally like, oh, Rudy Gobert is food. He's food. Yeah. It's easy.
What did Draymond say?
He can't.
Draymond
bro,
said.
Bro, this nigga man was just in the corner shooting. Like
They were literally taking turns on. They were hunting
the defensive player of the year.
When Reggie Jackson came down the court and made that lay over Rudy Gobert, like, oh, it's over now. They were only up by 6 points. And then the crackhead Patrick Beverly made a three. I was like, oh no. Patrick Beverly's shooting threes.
They were out here hunting the defensive player of the year, bro. And it was the same thing. Now, granted, I have been saying this for like 10 years.
You can't go the distance.
I've been saying defense, they got Capella on you. I've been saying defense in the NBA is going away from, oh, I just have a dominant center. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the best, most dominant center in the league is going to be the defensive player of the year. I was like, no, it's going to be about your versatility on defense. Because it's a guard-oriented league now and a perimeter-oriented league. So how can you guard the perimeter? I was like, it's going to look for guys who can guard multiple positions. That's how it should have went, which was like, I was like, yo, yeah, Kawhi and Draymond should pretty much be in this thing every fucking year. Mm-hmm. And then they kept giving it to Rudy Gobert. And I was like, bro, I know it's a regular season award, but in the playoffs, the other playoff teams literally hunt this nigga out on the perimeter so they can get open shots.
That was my thing.
And that's all the Clippers did.
That was my thing as to why, actually.
Yes, Giannis, keep shooting.
If the
conference finals. Alert, the conference finals.
That was why I was like, if the Warriors win in the play-in tournament, they would actually give the Jazz problems because.
Oh, I knew they'd give the Jazz
problems. Rudy Gobert is just going to be food.
Yeah.
He's always great watching. That's another thing. How we were like, we can make a super cut of niggas shooting over Paul George. You can make a super cut of niggas eating Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, you really could. Destroying it's easy. This man.
Defensive player of the year. Cannot do anything on the perimeter. He just gave up. He was like, I'm not running out there. And they were like, yeah. Oh, easy.
He really did. He really just stayed in the paint. Like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Literally,
just kept cashing threes.
This nigga man had 39 fucking points, and most of them were from three. That was actually kind of.
And he ducked on Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Also, before we move topics, have we really already talked about playoff P? His disappearance.
Last night we mentioned it. Yeah. That's what you mean.
No, I mean like in the chat. I don't know. Do y'all think? Well, I mean, he has to be traded. Him and Ben Simmons have to be traded.
No.
I don't. You don't think? I don't think Paul George has to be traded.
Well, no, because Kawhi is there.
Yeah.
So that.
I don't think Paul George has to be traded, but I mean, right, you know, if they want to take the 7th and 14th picks off of Golden State with the wig, then they can do that. I think that would be good for Paul George.
To go to Golden State?
Yeah. But
what position would he play? Small forward?
Yeah. Give up the wig.
That's actually smart. He can be more passive. You can rely on him to do like.
Yeah. You really don't need him. And then you can get Clay back into the swing of things defensively because he can go out and guard your best defensive player. Mm-hmm. Just make sure Draymond's there for help because they're not going to make over him and Draymond. Mm-hmm. You know, Draymond will foul you at least.
So, playoffs. Oh, my God. Finals predictions. I'm going to go Bucks. Suns.
Hawks, Suns. The league needs it.
The league needs it. I feel like because y'all all picked. Hawks, Suns.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you, bro. Since game five, I've been full on sports media personality bias with the Hawks because niggas hate on us for no reason.
I think this is not rational
in my mind at all.
I think this goes on
the Suns. Yes,
I think this goes
Hawks.
Along with your underdog story. I also think that I don't know, the Nets and Bucks series was weird.
It was.
In the sense that I don't think the Bucks
should not have won.
Yes. They played really well, and I'm not going to say that they're undeserving, but that energy push just feels weird, and so I just feel like it's going to go in the direction of, again, the underdog.
I think
the Bucks played 3.5 good games that series, so if you look at it that way, they should have lost because you got to win 4, so that's why I don't think the Bucks should have won.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to... Because, I mean,
they were up 2-0, right?
They were down 2-0. Yeah, the Nets were up 2-0. In those first two games, the Bucks didn't play well at all.
But they had Kyrie in the first two games, right?
They had Kyrie in the first three games.
Oh, they would have won with Kyrie playing.
That's what I mean. They would have won with Kyrie playing. Yeah. Like,
and that's why I said they only had 3.5 good games.
Giannis
finally making free throws.
But what we were talking about with Ben Simmons, I was like, bro, I don't want Giannis shooting, but the nigga can shoot. Like, he can get you like some points from three. You don't want him shooting.
No. In this series, I want Giannis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course you want him. Yeah. I mean, as a whole, like as a GM, I don't want Giannis shooting, but I want him to have the ability to shoot. So if he's in a position to shoot.
I don't want the type of shots Giannis. No. In the Nets series, because I gotta.
I'll take those bank shots.
I'm going to switch out of biased sports media personality. I don't want Giannis taking the type of shots he took in the Nets series outside of game 6. Wow. Because outside of that game, they were dare shots. I don't want him taking dare shots. I want you to be able to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I got 18 feet away, and or I'm at the three-point line, and the clock's running down, and I got to create something. I'm not afraid to brick or miss it and chase my shot to instead force a turnover. Mm-hmm. Or... you built your wall, and I'm not afraid to take this mid-range shot to keep you honest. Mm-hmm. I don't want him just dribbling down and shooting threes like he was doing, seeing them off. Like, that's, I don't want that. That's what he did in the second half of game 5. That's what he did in games 1
and
2.
But I would have just like 50-50 on that. I'd literally be like, yeah, just like you said, I don't want you just shooting that shit. Like, don't come down the court and just pull up, nigga. No. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's like 6 seconds left on the clock. Niggas is gapping. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to pull this up and take
it. Yeah, like, I don't have a problem with
that. Ben Simmons does not have that.
No, he doesn't do that at all.
Arsenal of ability of things to
do. At all.
At all. It's very actually
hurtful. And it's really just, like, all in his head, man. The layup he passed up. That's good basketball. The layup he passed up, literally, like, he was like, oh, I thought I felt Gallinari coming back.
There was nobody there.
Behind me. Like, Gallinari is, like, 33 years old. Like, yes, he's 6'10". But you are a 24-year-old. You mean to tell me you can't out-jump Gallinari? You're at the rim.
He's 6'10", bro.
He's 6'10".
He's 6'10", and he plays like
he's fucking Steph Curry.
He's
6'10", like 240.
He's huge.
And I'm like, bro.
Literally, and that's my other thing. If he, even if he did not shoot, attack. Do something.
He was
put the ball in the
drive somewhere else, guys.
But
let's go ahead and get to that.
You guys are being way too hard on Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter.
No, I'm not.
In the series, he was six. In the series, he was three.
This is about the series.
In the series, he was 3 for 3. He was 3 for 3 in the fourth quarter in the series, bro.
He's 100%.
In like game 2, he was 2 for 2 in the fourth quarter, and they won that game. I'm telling y'all, bro. Y'all are being way too hard on Ben Simmons.
Okay, so where's he going, bro?
I think he should be traded to
Portland.
Portland's not stupid.
Who are
you gonna get from? Yeah, but
I mean, like, you give McCollum up. Portland's not stupid. No. Like, Portland's not doing that.
No.
Like, why would Portland do that?
Like, why would
CJ McCollum
for Ben Simmons? Like, no. Right. See, this is the thing. They should have traded him before because then he'd have more market value. Now everybody's seen that shit because it's literally
he's still owed 4 years. He still owed up 4 years, $150 million. Too, so like, it's not like he's an easy contract to move.
Like, oh, but they're not going to win with him on the team because he's just like, he's taking up too much space. You have to put, you have to sub him for another point guard or a shooting guard.
I think one of the only ones that really makes sense is Bradley Beal.
But no. Mm-hmm. He's not going to fit with
You're
Russell.
You're not going to put Ben and Rush.
The thing is. No, the thing is, I don't fully expect Russ to still be there this offseason.
Where is he going
to? I don't know, but I don't. I mean, the Wizards are in full on rebuild mode. They got rid of their coach. Mm-hmm. They're about to probably blow up that team.
What if he went to the Celtics?
Ben Simmons went to the Celtics. They only cleared out like $7 million, so they'd have to give up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, granted, they no longer have Danny Ainge, so I feel as if they traded him to the Thunder.
Yeah.
I feel as if the Celtics will make a trade. I don't think they'll make a trade for Ben Simmons.
Congratulations, Mr. Horford. Welcome back to Boston.
Jimmy Butler is not.
Yeah, he's going to be a difference.
Jimmy Butler
Horford
is not.
Al Horford is going to be
at
a difference.
Again?
39?
I don't know.
I'm joking.
How.
I don't know.
Al Horford, he's not. You're not that far off. He's got to be like 35.
Is he that old?
He's got to be like 35. He's got to be like 35. Yeah, nah. Because I think he was drafted in like 2007, 2008.
Welcome back.
2008. He was drafted.
He's 35.
Yeah, I was like, he's got to be like 35.
Okay. He's a little faster, you know, than he looks. Or last time I saw him,
we
play,
still haven't figured.
He was
out
the whole Thunder season. That man did not want to play.
He can't go. He can't go to the Celtics.
Trade him to the Pelicans.
Just give him a whole bunch of rim attackers.
I just want a lot more reasons for Zion to leave New Orleans.
But I don't want Zion. Do I want Zion on a team with
Ben Simmons?
Not with Joel Embiid.
No, not for Zion. They would, you know, maybe like Lonzo and some other pieces.
I don't even know. I don't know where Ben Simmons could go. He literally is like, I don't know.
I have no idea really where Ben Simmons can go.
I don't, because everywhere that I'm thinking he could go, the only place
you could try and swap him for D'Lo. I think that would be interesting.
But
for these Sixers, I think it would be interesting for the Sixers.
Yeah, fuck the goddamn.
I don't care
Wolves.
A fuck about the Timberwolves,
yeah,
bro.
Fuck the Wolves.
Like, I need Cat to get out of there too.
Yeah.
And hey, Ant, fuck it. Like, let's get out of there. But trading him for D'Lo, I think would be interesting. D'Lo and Malik, what's his name? Malik Beasley Pippen.
Beasley Pippen.
Yeah.
What?
Beasley. Hey, Beasley is pretty nice. Man.
Yeah, he is. He's really nice. Yeah, man. Him and Future took Scotty's girl.
Yeah, man. Do that.
Okay, man. What were the other topics? We've been talking about basketball for a lot.
All right, man. Fast and Furious movies coming out this weekend. Do y'all have a favorite Fast and Furious movie?
Tokyo Drift is like legit my actual favorite one. I haven't seen one since the sixth one.
I'm so sorry. That shit's ass.
I just like, wonder if we go on the way to Tokyo.
That was the one with Lil Bow Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And when I was younger and when that came out, I was a huge fan of Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. So, the last Fast and Furious movie that I saw was Fast and Furious 7. Yeah, 7. So this is actually my relationship with Fast and Furious movies. It's so crazy. I don't know if y'all knew this,
because
I feel like most people have not watched all the Fast and Furious movies, or even most of the Fast and Furious movies.
I'm going to spend a weekend and watch all of them.
Fuck no.
I think a lot of them are on
Harry Potter series. I
have to agree. I'm not going to do that.
No,
I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to do that. I want a good laugh.
So the first Fast and Furious movie, believe it or not, is about them stealing DVD players. How they got to driving cars in space is beyond me, or anyone else for that matter.
It's literally
the first Fast and Furious, second one, the third one's Tokyo Drift, the fourth one is Fast and Furious.
One.
That's when they made their cinematic thing. Basically, they were like, actually, let's test this, and then they made that. I think in that one was the one where Dom Toretto does some shit like he get hit by a car and tackle somebody over a bridge onto the other side of the bridge or some crazy.
I thought that
shit
was
like
the fifth one.
No, that's not the fifth.
That's not the fifth
one.
Okay,
it might be the sixth one. I don't know if I watched the sixth one.
I don't know. I don't exactly
They're
know which
all,
was
like,
the last. The fifth or the sixth one is the last one that I watched. One of those two was the last one that I actually watched.
The fifth one is where, not per se, they should have stopped that, but they should have kept the suspension of disbelief
right there. You shouldn't go
beyond
three.
What?
Like this?
Yeah, at a certain point, you have to spin off and do something else.
I'm fine with... Yeah, you're right. I'm fine with them getting bigger, but it was after a certain point, it was like...
Like the Hobbs and Shaw thing. Like,
yeah.
I think you should have gone in that direction.
Earlier, not when they came then, and it was like, these niggas were superheroes.
Right.
Like, but I feel like in the... So let me see. Invincible. 3 was Tokyo Drift. That shit was trash. 4 was... Fast and Furious, it was pretty good. Fast 5 didn't... They didn't even race. There was like one race in that movie.
That was the first one with The Rock, right?
There was one race in that movie, and it didn't even fucking count because they were all racing the exact same car. So, like... But there was some crazy shit. They had that whole shit with the bank. They had the whole shit with the safe. That was the heist one. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Is that the one where they were driving through the city and there was like... Their cars were like...
Connected to the...
Yeah. I think that's probably my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. That one was tight. That shit was crazy.
Was that the introduction of The Rock?
Yeah, because he was sweating in every single scene. The nigga was
crying.
So that one was 5. 6 was, I don't even think I watched 6, but I know that.
So, I'm sorry, but the one where they drove through Dubai.
That's 7. That's where I tapped out at.
Okay.
So I don't remember what the fuck happened in 6.
I don't even know if I made it that far.
I didn't make it that far. When he said Dubai, I was like, oh, these niggas went to Dubai?
What's the one where they were on the highway and that nigga like,
caught somebody.
Yeah, you know, or like something happened.
That's
Hobbs
and Shaw, right?
No, that's I think that's 6.
Is that 6? Okay.
Okay, there could be
that one was
where he
pisses
somebody over the bridge.
I think so.
I think that's either four.
I think it's
like
6.
He's chasing this big truck or something, and then like
that's 6, yeah. And that's the last one I saw.
Yeah,
and I don't remember much of that movie, but that scene and some other stuff. But
I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think that part and the part where Rock ad-lib because Ludacris and T and Tyrese were coming in, and they said something. It was like, hi, something. And The Rock was like, you know, it's because you're a big-ass head. Like, he ad-libbed that. Like, I just remember that scene.
Yeah.
And the fucking bridge catch thing.
This shit was crazy.
Yeah, dude. And damn. So 7. We need that shit, man. 7 is when I basically tapped out. That was the one where Paul Walker died during the filming process. Literally remember watching the movie and being
rest
like, damn, like, y'all just don't give a fuck about, like, I have to suspend all my disbelief. There's a scene in Fast and Furious 7. And there are several scenes that are fucking ridiculous, but there's one scene in particular, where Dom Toretto is in a fucking car and they're driving in, like, I don't know, some mountainous region. They're on top of a mountain. They're running away from people. They corner this nigga on a cliff and surround him with black cars.
Yes.
Everybody gets out the cars and points guns at this nigga. And they're like, all right, get out the car. We're going to give each other count of 10. Don't know why they do this in movies.
I swear we were talking about this
We were. Don't know why they do this in movies. It's literally like, you're going to shoot me whether I'm in the car or not. Dom Toretto, the girl's like, what are we going to do? He's like, buckle up. Then I remember saying to myself, the only thing he can do, I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do, because the only thing I can imagine him doing driving-wise is driving backwards off the cliff. And if he does that, he's going to die. He turns the car around, and he drives face first off the fucking cliff.
And they don't
literally,
react.
Doom.
They watch it.
Doom.
They watch
bro,
it.
They were like, yo.
No, but in all honesty, what would you do? Like, you're cornered.
Oh, just await.
And if you turn around to drive off a cliff, I'm like, okay, I won.
You got to get out the car.
And I'm like, all right, I won. I mean, I'm going to go and look off. Like, I'm not chasing you.
Literally,
you
look,
went over
the
a cliff.
It's literally like, well, hypothetically, if I get out the car, they might not shoot me. They might take me prisoner, and then I might be able to live. If I drive off, unless I'm Dom Toretto, by which case I would not drive off the cliff because there's no, literally,
the
car totaled. It literally was like, doom.
He made the best decision for himself.
Yeah.
The car was literally like,
no consequences.
Doom. Doom. Everything busted out the car. They landed. Niggas like, you all right?
He literally knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And they got out the car and they ran away.
Professional.
I was like, yo. Because I was like, there's no way even the characters, the villains in this universe knew that was possible. Because if they did, they would have been like, oh, no, this nigga's obviously going to drive off the cliff. We got to get a helicopter or some shit like that to stop this nigga. The niggas watching that shit were like, oh, he's dead. They looked down and were like, yo,
but
this thing is a glitch.
To be fair, if the villains knew he was invincible, they would have given up. So they have to be withheld from that knowledge. so we can have a move.
Let's go, John Collins.
So can anybody drive off the cliff in Fast and Furious universe?
I think the further we get into the movies, yes. I think at that point, it was just Dom and whoever is in the vicinity of Dom. Mm-hmm. And then they would survive. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, okay, yeah, we can keep doing this. Like, I think the Fast and Furious writers get to a point in the writer's room mm-hmm. where they're like, okay, what is the most impossible thing that we can overcome?
Dude. Yes.
And then we got to remember that this is a movie about cars, and then we use a car to get out of that. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like you said,
in the trailer
for the eighth one,
this nigga
Tyrese goes under the water in a car on the Arctic. He should have froze to death.
Instantly.
And he comes up on a door with a harpoon.
And he's shooting it.
What's the most impossible thing to overcome? Okay, now let's involve a car. Like, that is literally the movie at this point.
I shared this with the group earlier. There's a review of the new movie that says the only reason the Fast and Furious sequels exist is to make the previous movies seem more plausible and less chaotic. Which seems pretty fucking accurate. Yep. I don't know, man. I just don't know how to, like... It's like, in Fast and Furious 7, I feel like that had to be the pinnacle of it, because it was like, not the pinnacle, that had to be the final thrust point, and when I was like, I'm tapping out, because it was like, this shit was cool at some points, but I was like, there's still certain scenes where, the coolest scene in the movie was when they did the scene in Dubai, when they were driving through the window to window through the buildings, that I was like, this is
although
cool.
Although the weight should have pulled the car.
I remember that.
Down. It was like, this is cool. It's not possible, but it's physics cool. I like this concept. In the newest trailer, these niggas is fighting a train, and this nigga gets hit with a rocket and jumps out the train and rolls down on the concrete. Like, I did that shit.
And nothing but a white CNG. And nothing but a white CNG.
And then the train hits a jet. Oh my God. That's actually amazing. That's actually amazing. I have to take Truman to watch it because I want to be able to die. It's got to be funny. I literally want to watch that shit and be like, yo, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Fast and Furious is a hacked GTA lobby.
It is. It is, man. Yeah, there were two more topics we wanted to talk about.
Is the 25th anniversary of Nintendo 65?
Also, there's a lot of things. It's the 30th anniversary of Sonic.
That was just about to say that.
Sonic is coming to Minecraft, apparently.
He's coming to Minecraft?
Yeah, he's coming to Minecraft. I don't really play Minecraft.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog.
How is he going to move? He's going to be first person?
He's going to be a block. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Did you watch the thing that they had at 3?
E3?
No, the Sonic thing they had today for... I think they had some like tribute thing or something. I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm. I didn't know it was specific. I haven't seen what they put today. I have been playing a game recently on my phone. There's like it's called Sonic Forces, but there's like
I have it on my Switch.
No, not that one. It's like a different one? Yeah, it's literally it's just called the same thing, but it's like a combination of Temple Run and Fun Run. Like you just
I played that game.
Yeah. And they just recently added they're like well, we're doing a special event where we're adding Super Sonic to the thing, and you can do all this stuff together. But I don't know. Sonic's just great. I love Sonic a lot. They're coming out with another Sonic game next year. Anytime they start remastering a thing, they're usually about to put out another thing for that thing. They released a teaser for it, and the teaser doesn't look like anything, but it makes me excited because I mean that's what a teaser is supposed
explain
to
explain that it doesn't look like anything. What does that mean?
It's a good teaser because that's what a teaser is actually supposed to do. Make you go, what is that? It's literally just you don't actually see Sonic's whole being, but you see like something running through some woods. You see a blur. You see his feet at one point. And then, like, he does some crazy, like, fucking crazy design on the ground. And it's, like, Sonic. And it has...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it has some weird insignia. And it's, like, coming in 2022. But they've also released this... They're releasing Sonic Colors, a remaster.
Aren't they doing a sequel to the movie, too?
Yeah, they're doing a sequel to the movie. Are you watching the trailer? You're watching again.
Lemon Pepper
Lou? Oh, at the buzzer? Lemon Pepper Lou with Farrakhan.
Yeah, they released something next year, which I don't know. Fucking games have been in a weird muck. They came out with a couple years ago, If you guys like the old retro Sonic games, you should play Sonic Mania. Sonic Mania is really, really good. It's literally like, it's just like the old school Sonic games, but it's
new school. Adventures?
No, not like the old school. It's like a 2D Sonic game. Oh, okay. But it's good. And you can play with Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, and two other characters that they've added. You can get Super Sonic in the game. Super fun. I don't know. It's just fun. But yeah, I think as far as best Nintendo 64 games, it's easily GoldenEye.
Nintendo 64.
GoldenEye 007.
I will have to disagree. It's up there. It's up there for me. But I think I'm going to have to go with Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Brothers is, Melee? In my opinion... No, that's just Smash Bros.
Oh, no, yeah.
Super Smash Bros., in my opinion, the newest one is possibly the best game of all time. I think, like you said, Smash Brothers... Maybe... I feel like my opinion is only different because I never really got into it until I got into Smash Bros.
There was just so many gems, too, in this.
Yeah, I would agree.
Super Mario 64 was actually my answer.
Yes, that was probably...
that's like my favorite one.
Smash Bros., it was probably going to be that one. Mm-hmm. Because Super Mario 64 was just like... I think it was like one of the first just like open world Mario games. And it's just like they did a really good job with it. Just the opening screen, how you can like mess with his face and shit like that. I'm going to be streaming that too. I'm going to be streaming that on my thing. Yeah, on my Switch, so... Tune in for that on Twitch.
Shark Stream, Twitch streams.
Yes, sir. Coming soon. Yes, sir. Fucking Cruisin' USA, Cruisin' World.
That game was fun.
Like, oh my gosh, those were fucking jams.
Every time I just get on GTA and drive around, I think of that game. It's like, bro, like, this is legit just me driving around in the game, not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, but having fun.
Did y'all niggas ever play Dreamcast?
I love Dreamcast. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle on Dreamcast is like my childhood.
Shout out to Power Stone for the 5 billionth time. Love that shit. Jet Set Radio Future, Crazy Taxi, House of the Dead.
Crazy Taxi, yes.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. There were some great NFL 2K2.
I played those on PlayStation.
25th anniversary.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I actually played on PlayStation.
All right. I
miss
NFL
2K. 2K5. Man, I miss
it. I'm bittersweet about NFL 2K games.
I played those on Sega 3.
I played them on PlayStation.
Yeah. And I'm bittersweet about the fact that we don't have NFL 2K anymore because the reason why EA sports games suck so much is because they divert their attention between football and basketball and soccer and whatever the fuck else they do. So because they do everything, they can't put all their stuff into one thing. Mm-hmm. 2K can do that with their sports game now. Now, ironically, because they don't have any competition, they just give us bullshit. But I'm weary on if I would like NFL 2K to come back because
EA actually has different divisions for their sports games.
Oh damn! So
and the studio, but I mean money wise. Live. Disasters have always been
but you can put all your money as 2K behind NBA 2K as the only sports game that you have and just
because everything else they have everything else is a different division too. Mm-hmm. Everything else goes under Take Two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like EA Tiburon is who does
make good games.
Madden. But the thing about it, because Take Two does Borderlands, and that is an amazing game.
I've been playing Borderlands 3 again recently. They added new skill trees for all the skills. Yeah, they added new skill trees for all the characters. It's just fun. I literally have to set timers now when I play the game. I think it's the only way that I can play the game and be constructive in a day because I'll literally be like, oh, I'll play this mission. That's the way it happened when I first played Borderlands, bro. I'll play this one mission. 6 hours later, yo. What happened? Like, just wired. Like, the Borderlands and Smash Bros. I can tell when I really, really, really love a game when I start playing it and I can't blink and my eyes start watering. That's actually been happening a lot recently with Smash Bros. I've been trying to get good with characters that I don't normally play as. Started playing as Olimar recently. Olimar's pretty solid. Man. I hated Olimar. The only person... And it's cool because there are counters for everybody. If somebody picks Zelda, I can't play as Olimar. Because if you, like, literally the whole thing is Olimar by himself, like, the actual Olimar nigga is weak as fuck. His, like, attacks are, like, awful. But when the Pikmin, Them Pikmin do shit, man. Like, and the thing is, Zelda has an attack where she can just, like, blow everything off of her. So, like, you can't rack up damage against her with the Pikmin unless you just know how to, like, maneuver and shit. But anybody else, I'll be shitbagging niggas with Olimar, bro. Olimar started getting good with Steve. Oh,
shit! That's the shit I was talking about.
Bro, what
the fuck?
That's
the shit I was talking about.
What the fuck? I hate this shit. I gotta see this shit on streaming, man.
Like, that was the trailer I was looking for, bro. I just watched
this nigga get crushed by a car. He was fine.
He just walked away.
But yeah, been getting good with Steve. The Minecraft nigga, Steve, is actually really fucking disgusting. Absolutely reprehensible. Highly recommend. Sephiroth, I still really fuck with. And there's somebody, Scary Terry. Terry on Smash Bros. Is actually
Scary Terry Rozier.
I feel like Terry is like what I wanted Little Mac to be. Because their upbeats are both
Little
trash.
Little Mac has the worst recovery.
He
ever.
Does. His little he does. His recovery is awful. Punches.
You have to stay on the stage. Mm-hmm. You just got beating these asses, bro.
Come literally, to the street.
But I feel like, Terry's is not that great either, but it's easier for him to stay on the map for whatever reason. And his, like, literally, I don't know.
It's like he's heavier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And his go, if you know how to do his go shit, like, it's actually really fucking, really scary. I love characters in Smash Bros. That allow you that, that freedom to, not freedom, but there are certain characters in Smash Bros. That get better as they take more damage. Like, Lucario is the king of that shit. The more damage Lucario takes, the stronger he literally gets. Even if, like, if you knock Lucario off and you're playing stock, for example, if this nigga has, like, one stock and everybody else has two or three, he's literally stronger as soon as he respawns. Sephiroth, he can grow a wing and just do random shit after he takes certain damage. Terry gets a go. And it's maybe, it's a few other characters that are literally better the more damage that they have. I'm not familiar with all of them. I don't know. Also, Ike is fucking crazy.
I used to be an Ike, man.
Actually,
but
all
then
the...
I realized that I killed more people with Kirby.
Bro, Kirby's insane. He's so versatile, man.
And then, I like Pit. I used Pit a lot too.
Pit was cool. I think I used Pit for a little bit, but then I was like, I don't know, I can't.
I used to use Mega Man. Oh.
I also used to use, special shout out to fucking Duck Hunt. Villager. Both of those characters are just really proximity characters, and they're just so good at keeping distance and creating just like movement of the other character. Like, you really have to know how to move with these characters.
Dude, yeah, and like, they're good at
them.
Lucas and Ness as well. They're really good
Lucas and Ness
absorbing and doing shit. Because, man, this nigga Keem be aggravating the fuck out of me.
I've recently been getting into Piranha Plant. We gotta
stream us playing. Okay, man. Because, there are,
We could definitely do it at my house because I got the video set up shit.
I would like to do that too. It's just I don't have a versatile set of characters. It's like I really just three people.
You just try to especially play. I think sometimes the main thing is like one of the reasons I've gotten better at playing with other characters. Let me cut it off in a second. Is because I've gotten. Literally, there are counters for certain characters.
Yeah.
Like, or sometimes I just be like, okay, well, this nigga that I've never used before. That's what I've been doing recently. It'll be like, all right, who in, out of all the people that play with such and such in this house, who hasn't used X, Y, and Z? Like, who are these dusty ass characters over here that nobody touches? And I'll just try some shit out. Or a character that I specifically hate. Like, I remember all my life, I was like, I hate Olimar. This nigga's useless. Then one day, a nigga beat my ass with Olimar. And I was like, but what is happening? And then I was like, oh, he's weak. But if you throw three Pikmin on a nigga, like, there's literally not shit that nigga can do. He's gonna literally just rack up damage. And if you punch him, he's gonna die. And it's gonna be so aggravating. Steve, I stayed away from Steve for the longest. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let me just see what this nigga's about. Steve. I put a nigga in the car. Yo, yesterday.
You just put a nigga in the car. Throw him off the car.
Bruh, Yo, yesterday, not yesterday, day before yesterday.
Shit is lethal.
I won the game by putting a nigga in a cart and hitting another nigga with the cart that I put the nigga in, and they both died. One fell off the map, and the other one just fell. Like,
that's
like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, that's foul.
Collateral.
I was like, I'm actually double sorry. Homicide. That's sorry. Very foul. Damn, that was disgusting. Homicide. Absolutely reprehensible. What the hell?
Shout out to the Smash Bros.
Yeah, Smash Bros. I feel like is the greatest game.
Force quitted.
But
I'm not gonna say. Just looking at my camera.
I have to have beef with
Beef for the week. I haven't had one of these in a while.
Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown.
I did not wake up Chris Breezy.
I did not wake up.
You know what? I actually don't have beef with Chris Brown. I have beef with his fans.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
With the people still pouring, not pouring into him, but you know, just giving him this audience or continuing to just give him revenue.
And
It's disgusting.
Like, they will literally sit through 100 song albums for this man.
But I'm not surprised after what he did. They did this shit.
Continues to do.
They did this shit with R. Kelly. So yeah. I can't be surprised.
People still do this shit with R. Kelly. Actually, it's very it's literally weird. You just be places you hear R. Kelly playing, and it'd be like, damn.
Like yeah, bro.
Yeah. So you
isn't
can't
this not supposed to happen.
You can't expect you know everyone to really realize it. But what I will say that I feel like it's happening in the world is like if you notice, just things happening in the world right now. Like it's a really good space for women winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so like
the Olympics like, are yeah be overrun yeah, by yeah. Black
shout
women.
Out to
Chicago.
I do not want to butcher her name.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That's why I'm not saying.
I think
right
her name
now.
Is Shikari.
But
Shikari?
Yeah, I think it's Shikari as well.
Simone Biles.
But it's Allison Simone Felix. Biles, all of them. Shout out to women right now. Mm-hmm. Shout out to black women right now.
Yes, specific.
I can't think of the swimmer's name. Naomi Osaka.
Yes.
It's just, you know.
Yes.
Who run the world?
All right, my phone. Cannot store any more memory right now because it's acting like an iPhone. So, what's our time? Like,
yeah.
50 minutes. All right, we're going to cut this one a little short because we're trying to catch up to what's going on in the game.
That was a good pass.
I literally cannot. I cannot. But, yeah, I don't want to. I don't know. I remember back when I was in high school. I remember having this conversation with somebody I wasn't personally close to, but that was close to people that are in my friend group because she just loved Chris Brown. And I think it was specifically when the whole Rihanna thing was going on. And I think I said the same thing. I was like, how could you continue to listen to this dude? And he's like, I don't know. He's not even like accused of doing what he's doing. He's like very blatantly. And I don't know. All the factors line up. And I don't know. People would just find excuses to.
Like, at this point, it's added up to a whole thing where it's just like, okay, like,
but
we need to get this under.
Like, yeah,
this
like,
also it's not but like, the even, people around like, him shouldn't want to work with him.
Right.
That should be the other thing,
but we saw what DaBaby did to Meg anyway, yeah. So.
She called him out about that, I think.
Yeah, but it's like, the thing about it with Chris Brown, too, was, for the most part, up until this specific incident, it wasn't exactly the same thing, but it was all the other manipulative and abusive characteristics that he still showed, where it was like, how are you still trying to act like he was innocent? It was like he very clearly shows the signs of an abusive person. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I don't really get how you can, like, the whole Karrueche thing.
You saying that just reminded me of Alex Caruso for getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
We almost forgot. We did forget about Alex Caruso.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Caru Goat.
Can't Caruso. Stay off the
I mean, the Caruso.
I wish he was.
Niggas
was
wild. Yeah.
He could have been in Cali with that.
Niggas was literally spazzing.
Alex Caruso?
He went back home, bro.
Who was on crack?
Who was on crack? Oh, easy.
Like, I'm bro. Just
I just had to get that out.
No, like, oh, Trey. No, like, easy. It was legit. I was like, Everybody was like,
that was the most random news that
right, I've like seen. Everybody was like, oh, LeBron bailing Caruso out of jail. I was like, what the hell? What did Caruso do? I was like, and they were like, oh yeah, possession of marijuana. I was like, what?
That's it.
I was like, he got arrested for that? And I was like, oh, Texas. In Texas. Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, man. He on vacation, man. That nigga chilling.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in Cancun.
Free Caruso. Free the Caruso. He's probably already free.
Hold he on. Is. He's good.
Oh, man. Yeah. Instantly. He instantly got he's bond good. Or bail and, you know, it's posted right then and there.
It's been so funny niggas posting pictures of KCP. Like,
this nigga had to play with an Alex, a fucking ankle monitor. He could only play home games. That is one of the wildest NBA stories. It was the wildest NBA story until I heard about the cocaine circus.
Oh, yeah. The cocaine circus. Michael Jordan.
But, like, you know. I played a game.
Shout out to Caruso. All right, so you want to go to speech?
What a shot.
Folks want to act like they got something to say, but then it comes out when they run their lips just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Trey.
Damn.
Anyway, you know, season 2, same speech. I hate Instagram, but Instagram.com/ashark stream. Twitter.com/ashark stream. Facebook.com/ashark stream. YouTube.com/ashark stream. Go Hawks. We love y'all. Black Lives Matter. End SARS. Stop Asian hate. Free Palestine, because they still bombing them niggas.
Yeah, never yes. Stop.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. Yes.
Go Hawks.
Yes, sir.
Hawks and 7.
Next week,
Hawks and 7.
I'd like to talk about trash Netflix shows.
That sounds like fun.
Man, that would take ages.
Yeah. Trash Netflix shows, trash movies. What makes a good movie trailer? Have you guys seen the movie trailer for Karen? It's awful.
Oh my God.
We'll come back. That and more. We'll talk about it next week. We love y'all, man.
Oh, no. This ain't it.
Jesus Christ.
The cracker. All that. All that shit.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, my God.